Joe Valentine here for TNT Equipment. And no matter the height or the task, TNT has the scaffold solutions for you. For heavy-duty or high-speed needs, TNT Equipment has a vast array of mass climbing scaffold to increase production and enhance safety. Our qualified staff can install all of your scaffold, accessway, and trash chute needs. Call TNT Equipment today at 614-882-1549 or check out our website at tntequip.com to see how we can make it happen for you.
TNT Equipment.
We make it happen.
TNT Equipment.
Details now. The total value of informal trade in the fourth quarter of 2024 is estimated at 7.4 billion cedis, according to the Ghana Statistical Service. Speaking at a press conference to break down unofficial recorded figures on trade between Ghana and its neighboring countries, government statistician Dr. Alhassan Idrisu revealed that this figure, which accounts for about 4.3% of the total trade volume, is largely dominated by the trade of food items.
And here, when I say informal cross-border trade, I mean both imports and exports. And when I say formal trade, I mean both imports and exports. This means that the informal trade accounted for about 4.3% of Ghana's total trade for the quarter in question. This percentage, 4.3%, might sound modest at first, but it represents an enormous amount of real economic activity. Every city in that figure reflects goods, it reflects people, it reflects communities engaged in daily cross-border exchange that until now has gone largely unmeasured.
And our government statistician, Dr. Alhassan Idrisu. Now, commercial banks have insisted that they have no role in the creation and issuance of import declaration form for businesses. The banks have therefore quickly moved to distance themselves from the current abuse of the system. Details in the following report.
Ghana Association of Banks, in a statement, again maintained that it has detected a practice where certain businesses use the import declaration forms to initiate advance payments. However, when these goods arrive, what is declared doesn't match documents submitted earlier to authorities. The association, in a statement, maintained that it has therefore taken steps together with the Bank of Ghana and other agencies to halt these practices. The association, in a statement, maintained that together with the Bank of Ghana, they have taken certain steps to halt these practices, but insisted they have no role in aiding and supporting these businesses to undertake these practices.
And that was a business desk report. Now, the industrial and commercial workers union members of Prudential Bank have begun a series of protests to demand fair salary adjustment for staff of the bank. The protest, which began Wednesday morning, is aimed at getting management of the bank to reverse an alleged unfair promotion and increment for some selected staff without recourse to the agreed memorandum of understanding signed by all parties in the beginning of the year. Here is a member of the union explaining to Joy Business about the protest.
Singer Masadi, singer,
singer,
singer Masadi, singer,
singer.
Touch one,
touch all,
touch one.
You know, the union negotiated that increment of salary 15% across board. But management said they don't have money, so they will pay when they have the money. Up to now, they have not paid, but they have singled out some staff from the digital, that's the IT department, promoted them, increased their salaries, and all the staff have been marginalized. So that is why. So it is the unionized that I see you.
And that's the end of the Joy Business Report, brought to you by Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. Please stay tuned in for the Joy Business Van after this.
It's the final countdown of the All-American Quarter Horse Congress, the world's largest horse show, happening now through October 26th at the Ohio Expo Center. Experience endless shopping and dining options at over 200 vendors in the award-winning trade show, open daily. General admission is free, plus enjoy free daily parking every Wednesday. There's something for everyone. Come experience the Western lifestyle at the Congress. For more details, go to quarterhorsecongress.com. That's quarterhorsecongress.com. Now through October 26th.